That was Mary on a Cross by Ghost. Again, an homage to my past GM, Irene. Thank you, Irene, for teaching me everything. Next up we have is Psychosocial by Slipknot. I hope you enjoy. That was Psychosocial by Slipknot. Next is Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park. That was Somewhere I Belong, like by Linkin Park. I always go back and forth, which is, for me, my personal opinion on what I think the best album is. For me, it's definitely between Meteora and Hybrid Theory. I mean, those off the rip have some of the most well-known songs from the band. But they also have songs, which I guess I would say this song is gaining traction now, at least in my circles. The song Paper Cut, or Points of Authority, off of Hybrid Theory, slept on, in my opinion, some of the best songs, and even songs like Faint or Somewhere I Belong, which I just played, definitely gained traction when they came out. But I feel like, and at least my listening generation, not to age gap it, but also a band from the early 2000s to mid 2000s, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, 2003, Meteora came out. I was born in 2004. You know what I mean? Like, I somewhat grew up listening to Linkin Park, but it was never the most prevalent. So in my own listening is what I've come to realize, that songs like Paper Cut, songs like Faint, songs like Points of Authority, all great songs, all not talked about nearly as much as like In the End, and I mean, or Numb. And those two are great songs, like great, 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 great songs. But to me, I mean, they almost shadow, I don't want to say shadow in terms of like a negative like light, but they get so much traction where other songs don't. So it's just something I've observed. Or even some, like, I'm blanking on the name, One Step Closer. Again, a banger. I love that song. I've sung that song with my band. A great song. But again, like, those songs, I feel like people don't really dive in more. Anyway, that was my little tangent on Linkin Park. I love Linkin Park. I also, actually, I'm not done with my tangent on Linkin Park. I feel like there's a, it's weird with From Zero being released in 2025 with the death of Chester and the band still continuing. I can't relate because, you know what I mean? I wasn't really listening to Linkin Park when Chester was still alive. So I don't have that dynamic. But I think something Armstrong, I want to say it's Hayley Armstrong, who is the new singer. I think she is genuinely, I don't think she's trying to shy away from Chester and all he did, but I think they did really find someone who could, her voice, like Emptiness Machine or Two-Faced, I think it has a new little sweetness to it. It's new. I like it. I'm glad Linkin Park is back, honestly. I'm glad they're still putting out music. And I think Mike Shinoda would never want to disrespect Chester, and I don't think he was, but I know that was how many people felt. So it kind of just, I guess, makes me curious what other people think. But yeah, that's my two cents on it. That's my little take. Maybe that'll change as I get older. I don't know. Next up, I have Adam's Song by Blink-182. I am very fortunate to be saying this. I am seeing Blink-182 this Sunday at Saratoga Performing Arts Center, SPAC, with my good and longtime friend Owen Thomas. He texted me one day. He was like, "What are you doing the 7th? And I was like, "Oh, nothing. Like, I mean, I don't work that day." He was like, "Okay, sweet. You're coming to a concert. I bought the ticket." Now, we got lawn tickets. Personally, I think lawn is better anyway. But the thing I love about SPAC is like they have good deals all the time. And he was able to get a good deal. And so he bought me the ticket. I said, "Oh, how much?" He was, "Don't worry about it." So I have to get, I got to get him back somehow. I'm thinking about it. One of the ways is, you know, beer on me, but I want to do a little something extra for my good friend Owen Thomas because he bought me those tickets. Yeah, so I'm very excited to say that Friday the 7th at Saratoga Performing Arts Center, I will be seeing Blink-182. This is Adam's Song. I hope you enjoy. Never plugged in at all. I took my time. Shout out to Oasis. They're back on tour. Liam and Noel. I think it's going well so far. I don't think they've gotten into anything yet. But that was Supersonic by Oasis. Next up, we have The One I Love by R.E.M. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! Fire! This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire!
Sending your skeletons, soon as their bones come marching in.
That was The Pretender. The Pretender from Foo Fighters. Before that, The One I Love, R.E.M. That song, The One I Love, that song, I dedicate that to Coleslaw, you know? Not the food. It's a band. It's a local band here in Oneonta. I'm good friends with the guys. They're actually really, 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 really talented. Like, I can't stress enough how talented those individuals are. They're also super sweet and chill, like, well, just well-rounded people. And Mitch introduced me to that song, actually. I knew it, but I hadn't really heard it in a while. And then he was playing it one night, and they performed it as well. And so it kind of has been stuck in my head ever since. It's a very, very, very good song. Then there was The Pretender by Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl. I like him. A little bit controversial in the past year. It's not good to cheat. I think that's enough said about that. I mean, I think that's basically like saying you should probably drink water at least once a day. Like, you probably just shouldn't cheat, but he did. I don't know. I don't know what people think about him now, actually. But I will say, great musician, and not to shadow the fact that what he did was bad, but everyone does make mistakes, and he owned up to it. Albeit late, but he did own up to it. So, hopefully there's room for second chances with him. Because, like, I mean, between Nirvana, Queens of the Stone Age, Foo Fighters, and I'm sure there's more that I can't eat. I don't even know. He is just really, really pivotal in a lot of music that I listen to. And I also think it's very important to separate the artist and the art that they make. 100%. But with even Dave Grohl as a person, I mean, I can't attest to his character, but I really feel like it can't be all that bad. But who's to say? Who knows? If you disagree, call in. Let me know. Give me an earful. Just don't curse. But yeah, so that was A Pretender by Foo Fighters. Next up, we have Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. After that, we have Song 2 by Blur. I love me some Damon Albarn. From Damon Albarn. It's like a cup of coffee in the morning. I just need it sometimes.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But they started out a joke of a romantic start to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. We'll
always fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistaken. I'm too cool to turn a heart down, and I don't want to forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. Won't you show me a little bit of spark? You've been saving for his madness. Distance, we're falling apart. You have time. Distance, these are the lies you love to lead. Distance, this is the way they love. If they knew how misery loved me.
Gave away a little spoiler, about what was next. Don't even worry about it. Not even mad. So yeah, Dance Dance, Fall Out Boy. I grew up listening to Fall Out Boy a little bit, but not the good stuff. it's all good. It's all good. But like, I grew up listening to like Centuries, but I didn't know that they had. Not that that album's bad, but they had so much other stuff that, in my opinion, I personally can relate and like more. So, yeah. But eventually, I found my way out of the woods and into the little meadow that was like 2005 Fall Out Boy. Also, a big part of that, one of my friends at the time, I should say, introduced me to the show, what is it called? Fall Out Boy's in it, essentially. it's a sitcom, and it's going to come to me. High schoolers, they basically all are in love with each other. I'm blanking on it, but at one point, one of the cast members ends up dating the bassist, I want to say. Yeah, the bassist from Fall Out Boy, which I thought was really random, but honestly, like, really funny at the same time. So I'm not going to be, I'm going to have to interrupt the music again because I'm not going to be able to get that out of my head. Anyway, after that, we did have Song 2 by Blur, Damon Albarn. My brother actually introduced me to the Blur and actually the Gorillaz as well, which he's also in. So, Tim, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for, Tim is the reason I know. Tim, I want to say Chris and Zach a little bit, and then Sarah. Faith showed me, I have six siblings. They all showed me different types of music. Anyway, the music that I think is most prevalent that still remained, Sarah and Tim showed me. So, shout out to Sharon and Tim. But specifically Tim for showing me Blur and this, also the Gorillaz. Next up, we have Misery Business by Paramore.
Just got a body like an hourglass, it's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When it's go down on me. Come along because I love your face, and I'll admire your expensive taste. And who cares, divine intervention? I wanna be praised from a new perspective. But maybe now would be a good idea. So catch me up, I'm getting out of here. It's not fair, just let me perfect it. Don't wanna live a life that is comprehensive. Cause seeing quick would be a bad idea. Now catch me up, I'm getting out of here.
One Tree Hill. That's the name of the show. That's the name I remembered. One Tree Hill. Love that show. Ironically, unironically, everything in the world. I genuinely, like, I enjoyed that show. Sorry. Yeah, no, that show, honestly, to me, like, it could be cringy. I mean, at the time, like, I was so sucked in by the first season, though, that I, like, couldn't stop watching it. It was one of those, like, guilty pleasure shows. I think it gets a little bit ridiculous towards the end, and it kind of gets repetitive, but I still watch the entire thing. And is there a part of me that might restart the show? Yes, 125%, because it's fun. But yeah, anyway, so on the show, I don't know his name, I'm blanking, but one of the people in Fall Out Boy ends up dating one of the girls, which now is kind of weird because she was like 18 and he was like 25 and she was still in high school. All right, maybe it's not a good show. No, it is. I like it. I had a really fun time with that show. After that, you just heard New Perspective by Panic at the Disco. I'm a big fan of Panic at the Disco before the breakup and after the breakup. Brendan Urie. That's all I got to say about Brendan Urie. You know what I mean? It's just Brendan Urie. Like, he's just Brendan Urie. But love or hate him, unfortunately, like, he ruined his, well, not ruined his voice, but he damaged his voice extremely. But he is insane. It's actually insane what he can do. Like, not talked about. No, actually, let me rephrase. It's definitely talked about enough, which is, I feel like, half the reason he has the ego he does. But, like, his rendition of Karma Police 2005 in Colorado, Denver, Colorado Springs. Or, yeah, something like that. Great rendition of Karma Police. All of his music, great. His tone, insane. Actually, not all of his songs are great, but most of them are. Anyway, that song, Written for Jennifer's Body, another great, great movie show. It's not a show, it's a movie. You should watch it. The soundtrack is impeccable. The story is impeccable. It's just a fun watch. So yeah, that's really just enough about whatever that tangent was. Thanks for listening. Last, I was going to play Mr. Crowley by Ozzy Osbourne, but I think next week I'm going to dedicate the entire show to talking about Ozzy, people we've influenced. I'll probably end up talking about Youngblood. I have a mixed feelings towards him, but I think overall he's a great artist and a great guy. He seems like a really chill guy. And also, he has Ozzy's seal of approval, and I feel like that carries a lot of weight with a lot of people. But yeah, so instead of playing Mr. Crowley today, I will be playing that next week and a bunch of others while I dedicate my time to Ozzy Osbourne. The last song I'm going to play today, because I have to leave and let the other DJ set up, just make sure you stay tuned for Larney Tunes coming on at 5, is Outside by Staind. I hope you enjoy.
I'm looking in, I can see through you, see your true colors inside your ugly like me. I can see through you, see to the real you.
All right, that was Outside by Stained. I lied. I have one more song because I just got a call from Sarah Donovan and Kaylee. I want to say it's Kieran, but if I get that wrong, I said it anyway. So, but if I get that wrong, she's going to be mad at me. But hey, I took a shot. So yeah, they just called me. I was hanging out with them last night along with our good friend Carlotta. They all used to actually be DJs on Wony. And they just called me to request a song, which made me very happy. So I think the song I picked is going to be perfect for them. They deserve nothing but the best. They are some of the best people. They're very awesome. They're great. They're 20 out of 20, a million out of a million. They're just, you know, super awesome and fun. As Sarah once said, we're all just people in this universe. Like, we're all children of the universe, and we should love each other because we're all perfect. And I think she was spot on with that. So next up is Axe Steel. That was Axe Steel by Alex G. And that was that. That was for them. That's the rest of my show. I'm going to give a little story about that song just real quick. That was the intro to Sarah's song 2 years ago. And one time I was walking around the quad late at night because she had an after-hour show called Jangle. And I was walking around the quad and I was just like listening to headphones. And like it got quiet for a little bit. And then the scream came in and I actually like jumped because I thought somebody was getting like attacked, and I looked around and it was nothing, and then I heard the song kick in a little bit, and so I just thought it was kind of funny. But yeah, shout out to those guys. They're great. And now it's time for Larny Tunes, so stay tuned and I hope you enjoy.
How do we know the cause? How do we know the truth without feeling what could be false? Freedom of being wrong, freedom of being lost.